Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Maintain Ministries Presents, and my name is Prophetess Donna Holmes, and as always, it is a privilege and a pleasure, it truly is, to be able to come before the Lord's people to break open the bread of life and break and share the word of God, and it is just, it is such a privilege in this hour to know who God is and to know that the bread of life, his living word, is our portion, and to be able to even enter into the word of God and to receive a revelation and truth that he would allow us and provide for us for our living, and that which sustains us and keeps us and helps us to persevere through the living word. It's just a blessing. It is a privilege, and I'm so grateful to be able to share this time with the people of God. I thank God for those who will hear this lesson. As always, it is my desire to share the word of God. It is the word of God that I'm going to teach. As always, it is the word of God that I'm going to give you, nothing more, nothing less, but the truth of his word. And so I'm going to open up in prayer, and we'll get right into the word of God. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence tonight, oh God. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for who you are as the Lord Almighty God. I thank you for your people, Lord God. I thank you for the body of Christ, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. Such a serious time in our living, oh God. And in the days to come, Lord Father, there are so many things that are set before us, oh God. But you are the Lord who already knows the plans and the purposes that you have for your people. And so, Father, as we prepare ourselves, oh God, to be steadfast and persevere in the presence of the Lord and the power of God and the truth of your word, it is my prayer, Lord God, that you would give us the strength to endure all things in the power of your spirit and the power of your love, oh God, to obey you and to line up according to your will, according to your way, and according to your word. You have already given us the instructions, oh God. Help us to follow through on this journey. Help us to be diligent, oh God, to pay attention to everything that you desire, oh God, to say and to reveal to us, oh God, as we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, to keep us, oh God, because we have no other help. We have no other hope. You are the only one, oh God. You are the only option. There is no other option, Lord God. It is you and you alone. So, Father, I worship you. I praise you. I thank you. I give you glory. And I trust in you and you alone, oh God. And I ask you to have your way in the lives of your people, those who are calling on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They that endure to the end, hallelujah, God, because we have an expected end, an appointed time where we will come to the end of this journey. And when we do, they that endure, hallelujah, Jesus, they that endure to the end shall be saved. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would grant us endurance, oh God, perseverance and tenacity to stand steadfast and flat-footed, oh God, against everything that is evil, against everything that is not your will, against everything, oh God, that is not the will of God, what you did not purpose for us, so that we can stand faithful in Christ Jesus, the Lord who never sinned. He never fell short. He endured all things, and he endured it in the power of God. And so, Father, we ask for your power tonight. Oh, God, cover us. Cover us, oh, God. Cleanse us, purify us, purge us through and through with your precious presence, your pure word, your holy love, and your kindness, oh, God. You are the Lord to be reverenced. You are the Lord to be worshipped. You are the Lord to be honored. And, oh, God, I magnify you tonight. I praise you tonight. I give you the glory tonight because you are the true and the living God, the only Lord, oh, God, who I love and adore. I praise you, Father. And I thank you for this time, and I give you the glory in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm just going to share in the word tonight to encourage the saints, those who serve in the house of God or whatever it is that we do as a body. We are a body of people, and everybody that is in the body, the remnant, the body of Christ, that which Christ is coming back for, that without spot or blemish. Those of us who are in the body of Christ, we all have assigned jobs and assigned duties in this body, our functions in the body of Christ. We all have an assignment, and everybody is not assigned to do the same thing. And yet, that which we are assigned to do is really a privilege to be called by God to endure and to do our job and to do it effectively and diligently, no matter how small or how great. So my desire tonight is to encourage somebody who might feel weary in their service and weary in what it is they're called to do. It may be insignificant to them, but in the presence of God, if God called you to it, it is significant. It has a purpose, and God has a plan, and he has set you apart to do just that, and that is to do it faithfully and do it diligently and do it as unto the Lord and do it the way he told you to do it, and you will not go wrong. You cannot fail if you do what God has called you to do, your instruction, your assignment. Oh, praise his name. I'm going to be reading from Numbers chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading out of the NIV, and I'm going to start with verse number 1. And the word reads as follows. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take a census of the Kohathite branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the Kohathite in the tent of meeting, the care of the most holy things. When the camp is to move, Aaron and his sons are to go and take down the shielding curtain and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. Then they are to cover this with hide of sea cows, spread a cloth of solid blue over that, and put the poles in place. Over the table of the presence, they are to spread a blue cloth and put on it the plates, dishes, and bowls, and the jars of drink offerings. The bread that is continually there is to remain on it. Over these, they are to spread a scarlet cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows, and put its poles in place. They are to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand that is for light, together with its lamps, its wick trimmers and trays, and all its jars for the oil used to supply it. Then they are to wrap it and all its accessories in a covering of hides of sea cows and put it on a carrying frame. Over the gold altar, they are to spread a blue cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows, and put its poles in place. They are to take all the articles used for ministering in the sanctuary, wrap them in a blue cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows, and put them on a carrying frame. They are to remove the ashes from the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they are to place on it all the utensils used for ministering at the altar, including the fire pans, meat forks, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. The fire pans, meat forks, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. Over it, they are to spread a covering of hides of sea cows and put its poles in place. After Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kohathites are to come to do the carrying. And I'm going to stop right there. And though that sounds so insignificant, this is the only instruction that the Kohathites have, is to do the carrying. But they're carrying the most holy things, the holy articles that reside in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, the place where God rests his presence upon the ark of the covenant. And though it seems insignificant, or it seems as though it's just not anything to do, it is very significant, the fact that they are assigned to carry it. It is first a privilege to be able to be instructed to carry anything that is holy, because God is holy. And those things that he set apart and sanctifies for the work of his tabernacle, the work of his house, the work of the Lord. First, he orders the priest to come in, Aaron and his sons to come in and cover these items. Because, again, if you read on in the scripture, it says the Kohathites are to carry these things, carry those things that are in the tent of meeting, but again, they're holy. They're not allowed to look at them. They're only allowed to carry them. And so the word is encouraging those tonight who feel as though what they're doing in the house of God, though it may be little or it may seem little or insignificant to you, God has an order. God has ordained you. God has called you to do the very best job of whatever it is God has assigned you to do. The Kohathites were called to carry the holy things, but there was a way that they had to carry. They had to carry it. They weren't allowed to look at the stuff, but they were ordered and instructed to carry it. They weren't allowed to lay eyes on it, so it had to be covered. But yet they were privileged to carry the Ark of the Covenant that God rests his presence upon, even though it was covered. And that says a lot for the people of God who carry an anointing, who carry the presence of the Lord on the inside of them, but they're not necessarily allowed to use that anointing to the degree that they so desire to, because God desires to prepare his people for certain journeys and certain training and certain teachings and things that God desires to do individually for his people. So the fact that we are to carry the holy thing, but we may not necessarily be in a place or the position to reveal the holy things yet, because God wants to be able to trust you to carry him first. Don't ever think for a moment that what you do in God, whatever God has instructed you to do, if he's giving you an assignment, no matter how insignificant it may seem to you, don't take it for granted, and don't take it to be a small thing. Despise not small beginnings. Despise not those things that seem to be humble. Because if God has ordained you, if God has instructed you, if God has given you the assignment to carry the holy things, and that's all he's assigned you to do, you know, in reference to what it is you're doing in the body of Christ, whether it is service of cleaning or whatever it is that God has assigned you to do, it's not small in his sight. And if you have a right heart as the priesthood, if you have a right mind as the priesthood, these were set apart for God. These were set apart specifically for the work of God and for the things that made up the house of God, the sanctuary. So not anybody could just come in and do or carry or cover or whatever it is that God had assigned each individual person, each individual tribe, each individual clan to do. So he picked the Kohathites, and he chose them to come in and to carry the holy things. So please be encouraged when you have to go in the house of God, and you're an usher, and you have to come face to face, and you may be feeling bad that day, and yet, you know, your smile would be the smile that the gatekeeper smiles at somebody who's coming into the house of God for the first time. And when they see your smile, they will be relieved, though they may have been nervous when they walked into the door, and yet they saw your smile, and that took the tension away. Because, again, that was your assignment, to smile at somebody who may have been a little reserved or concerned about coming to church for the first time. Your assignment was fulfilled, and it succeeded because God used you to break the tension and to break the ice and to break the heaviness off of this one who God has assigned to come into that house that day. So what you do at the door, the entry, the gateway, means everything for that individual who's coming in. So we're not to take anything for granted, because in God everything means something. He is greater. He is more. He is awesome. And he is God forever. And it is a time and season where we must make up our minds, called of God, no matter what our call is, no matter how great or how small it may be, called of God, we need to come gladly and carry the holy thing. Whatever that holy thing may be, carry it with joy. Carry it with the joy of knowing that God counted you worthy and gave you that privilege to come into his holy presence and carry his holy things to the next place where he's leading you to be able to put them down again, and to see the glory of the Lord rest upon those things that you carried into the house, my God. We're not to take lightly or for granted the things of God, the presence of God, the person of God, the power of God. God is so big. He is so great. He is so awesome. And we're not to neglect him in this hour. He is so much more, and he is to be feared, and he is to be reverenced. He is to be acknowledged in all of our ways. We are to exalt him and to bless his name and to give him the glory because he's worthy. He is worthy of so much more than we've actually offered him. And he's assigned us to carry the holy thing that we carry within our lives. He's assigned us to carry our responsibility and to carry it with gladness because we were counted worthy to suffer for Christ's sake. We were counted worthy to endure to the end. We were counted worthy to live this life in the service of the Lord, to do all things with joy and gladness without murmuring or complaining. We were blessed and privileged to come into his presence to be saved through Christ Jesus and to carry the holy thing, my God. Please be encouraged to know that whatever you do as labor in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. If you're doing it in the Lord because God has called you to it, your labor is not in vain. Every little thing means something to him. It's significant. He hasn't forgotten. He has not overlooked you. He has counted you, and you are significant in the kingdom of God. Bless his holy name. Oh, God, I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you counted us, oh, God, worthy to be able to call upon your name, Lord God. Not that we are worthy in and of ourselves, but because of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, the entryway into the presence of the true and the living God. Our holy King of glory, Father, through Christ Jesus, we can call upon the name of the Lord. We can come before the presence of the Lord and cry out unto you. We can worship you. We can praise you. We can exalt your name, and we can give you the glory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And because of that, we can serve you in the earth. We can serve you here now. We can carry the holy presence of the living God, the Spirit of the Lord on our inner man, carrying the Lord wherever we go and whatever it is we do. We carry the presence of the Lord right here, right now. So help us to not take this for granted, but help us to acknowledge your presence in our lives. Help us to not overlook who you are, Lord God. Help us to not ignore you. When you are the only help we know, the pure presence of the true and the living God, our Lord and our Savior and our King. Oh, God, you are everything. You are everything, and you are so much more. Help us to not take you for granted. My God and King, have your way upon your people tonight. Have your way upon your people, oh, God. Have your way upon your people, Lord. My God, in this time, in this season in which we live, help us to know that we carry the holy thing, the presence of the Lord we carry into the house of God. We want to honor you, Lord God, and obey you and magnify you and give you glory because you're worthy. I love you, God, and I thank you for who you are in our lives. Lord, have your way, and be ever mindful to give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. I pray something that was said will encourage you to persevere and understand who you are in God, because first we have to know who God is. Then after that, we have to know who Christ is as the Son of the living God. And it's through Christ that we have entered in the presence of the Lord and have been granted the privilege to carry the holy thing. And so whatever our assignment is in the earth, we are blessed to carry the holy thing from now until the end. And may we carry it with confidence and trust and wisdom, because, again, it has been granted us by the presence of the Lord. The power of God himself has granted us the privilege to carry the holy thing. So let us carry it with gladness. Let us carry it with excitement, because, again, we can look forward to what God desires to do and what it is we're carrying, because we carry him. We carry the holy thing on the inside of us. And so I pray you are encouraged. I pray that you be strengthened, that you be built up to understand who you are in God. And as you carry his presence, his spirit in the inner man, that he would manifest himself outwardly in every area of your life, in your uprising and your lying down, in your going out and in your coming in, in your ministry, in your family, in your home, whatever it is, great or small, the presence of the Lord manifest himself and show himself as king and ruler over each and everything, because there is nothing too small in God, because he can use it all. We're going to bless him and we're going to give him the glory in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you tonight.